Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Crazy Girl Products carries unique pheromone-infused products that scientifically make you hotter and feel more confident. I love their new After Dark line, especially their Lip Nip Tingle. To find out what that means, go to crazygirlproducts.com. Use coupon code EMILY25 and get 25% off your purchase when you buy something at crazygirlproducts.com.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, and you can sign up for our mailing list so you never have to miss another thing again that I have to tell you about sex and relationships and stuff like that. I don't send out too many, you know, email blasts, but when I do, they're really good. So sign up for it. I'd love to stay in touch with you. And I'm giving information to improve your sex life because that's why I'm here on the planet. That is my purpose on the planet. It took me a long time to figure it out. But once I figured it out, I was like, this is my purpose, to help everyone have better sex. I'm here with Anderson tonight.
Hey, Emily.
Hi, Anderson.
I'm laughing thinking about that statement about how your purpose is here to make sure that people are having better sex.
Right. Or more sex, or the sex they want.
Because the purpose of sex is children, but you're not doing that.
I know.
So it's kind of funny. The irony. I like it, though.
The irony is because I'm not doing children. I'm not doing the children thing, but I think that the problem is that a lot of people have children, and then they stop having sex, or they stop experimenting sexually. So I think that I help people with sex from virgins to, you know, married people like you.
Married moms.
You're welcome to ask me anything that you want about sex tonight, about your own sex life.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're
Emily.
Welcome. You're on it. So Anderson, if you've been listening for a while, we worked together on Loveline. He's a sound engineer. Is that your sound engineer?
Yeah, I'm like technical producer.
Technical producer of Loveline, which is a long-running radio show, which I also am on Thursday nights with Dr. Drew Mike Catherwood. If you ever want to download that podcast, you can do that as well, but not before mine. And Anderson's podcast.
The Film Vault, yeah.
The Film Vault.
Thursday nights are always the best on Loveline because we get to hang out with the M, with the Sex with the M.
I know, Sex with the M. I love being here on Loveline. Oh, my God. So tonight, I have the best. So Mike Catherwood, because he had a, on Loveline, he had a baby. And I brought him the best baby present. A few things.
You can tell us what it is?
Yeah, I can tell you. I can tell you like ahead of time because it's not happening until later. So I bought him, I think, because you know me, I only give sex presents. So I went
careful.
To the, what?
It's for a baby?
It's no, a sex I know it sounds wrong, but like, dude, what am I getting? A onesie? How many onesies does that fucking kid get? So I got him. It's so Mike. So you know Fleshlight, right? They make the Fleshlight, the masturbation
Jesus.
Thing. They have this new thing that they just launched last week. And if you want one, I'll bring you one too. It's called the Fleshlight Phone Strap. So basically, you wrap it around your leg like with Velcro, and it's designed to secure your phone so you can masturbate with like both hands. So he could like hold the baby and masturbate Is that sick and wrong? Or he just has hands-free.
What? I don't... Please explain the contraption, because I'm confused.
Okay, so it goes around your leg like this. See my leg? It goes around your leg like a gun holster would be. Like a gun holster. Okay. And then it holds your smartphone, because a lot of men hold their phone and surf porn, and we know Mike likes to jack off.
So then if you're like laying down on like a couch,
yeah,
you can
have
your thigh up.
Yeah, he's got both hands free. Exactly. He doesn't have to hold the phone and his penis. He can hold the baby and his penis.
Not this is terrible. He's having a threesome, essentially.
No, I hope he doesn't masturbate with his penis. But I thought it'd be funny. And then I got him a big black... You know how he likes black... He's obsessed with black penises. It's an penis extender. I got it from the Hustler store on Sunset. It looked like he can make his penis look like a black penis.
Like, is it... So you put it over your penis?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not excited. And then I got him a book. Whatever. I thought it was funny.
No, I like this. Believe me. I like the idea of Mike being naked with a giant prosthetic
penis. I just thought it was funny.
Penis.
A black penis and a phone strap. But if anyone wants to check it out, go to Fleshlight. Go to my website, actually, and click on the Fleshlight banner, because it is the number one selling sex toy for men. Men's male sex toy. And they're awesome, because it feels like it's real sex.
But anyway, explain a penis extender to me, though. What is that?
It goes over your penis. So I went to the Hustler, so the Larry Flint building today.
Right.
And I met with them, and they have all these toys everywhere, because they also have the Hustler stores, like that big one on Sunset.
I wheeled him into into the studio once when he was on Loveline, because he's in a wheelchair, and as everyone knows, we had him as a guest on Loveline years and years
really?
Ago.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I just met him. Okay. Yeah. He's.
Oh, so he was there?
Yeah. Well, the last time I was there.
And he's like, let's see.
Exactly. He didn't say much, but I gave him some massage candles and some ball lotion, but he didn't say much because he didn't talk really well. But anyway, so they have these crazy huge black, their whole room was like these big black dildos. And I just was like, oh my God, this would be so perfect for Mike. So. Because I like to get him funny things. And you know what? Even when people get married or have kids, I always get him sex presents. Because that's how I feel like you always need a little sex toy or something. So is that what you were asking me? Oh, by the penis. I'll show you the extender.
I never heard of
a penis extender. So. That's black because he's obsessed. Mike texts us pictures in the middle of the show of big black penis. He just says obsessed with them.
Now, the idea is
probably because he doesn't have one.
On your erect
penis. Yes, it'll look like he has a black penis.
Wife with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and he can
get no sensation as a man. You just have the you can look and it looks like you have a giant dick.
Exactly.
If you're banging
Isn't
your
that funny?
Wife.
It's funny. It's lighthearted. Whatever. What did he need? Another mobile for the baby room? No, that's boring. I'm not a boring person. So okay. So then this show today, we are going to get into your emails because I love hearing from you at feedback@sexwithemily.com, and we're going to be talking about mismatched libidos, virgin sex, someone who's got a hard time coming. Ejaculating, manscaping, and a few other things when we get there. So that'll be good. So how's your week been, Anderson?
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah?
It's been fantastic. Yeah.
Anything new happen that I need to know?
Nope. My wedding ring is breaking. It's falling apart.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Is it a sign?
Is it cheap?
No, it wasn't. It's stressful, and I haven't even told the wife
yet. Oh, do you
yet.
Like twist it around a lot or something?
It's like supposed to be tungsten, and it's chipping and falling apart, and she spent a lot of money. I know how much she spent
really?
On it.
Really? So, but you should take it off so you don't lose it.
I know. I'm worried.
Go to a jeweler.
I
That's
did.
Important.
They said you should take it back to whoever sold it to you and buy one from us. There's nothing we can do.
Oh,
That's
take
what they
it
said.
Back to where you bought it. That's a good point.
I'll take
you
it back
totally
to the internet.
Do that. To the interweb. I know that's the problem with the interweb. You can't like actually go in and talk to someone. But my week has been good. I've actually trying to get out more because all I'm doing is working. And I'm like, I've been in LA a year and a half and people are like, you never go out. You don't do things. And I think that too. So last night I hosted, I was the celebrity judge at this, it's called Body Storytelling. And there were six I was the judge with Nina Hartley, who you know, who's been on the show. And people got up and told the craziest, raunchiest stories, like for 10 minutes, each six people, 10 minutes. And I was a judge and people were like telling things that you wouldn't even like want to remember that you did in bed. They were telling
us an example.
Like for an example is this woman was talking about how she was at a nudist camp and she was supposed to be swingers. And the last day she's like, no one hit on me. But then this guy who looked like Sammy Hagar comes in a room like 10 minutes before she's leaving and he whips out of his bag these dildos that have like suction cups that you suck a suction cup on the wall.
I know what those are.
And he puts it in the bathroom and he just starts having anal sex, like putting it in inside him. And then after he's doing that and he's like having sex with it, like in his anus, he puts one next to him and then she just, fuck it, I'm here. And she starts having sex with it. Like she's all into it and physical and crazy. I know it sounds, you got to see the show.
This chick was not attractive, was she?
No, not, I don't want to say unattractive or not, but like people were talking about like the first time they like asked him out. I mean, crazy stuff. really dirty, fun body storytelling. That was fun. And I got new interns, okay? And I know everyone's like, why do you have so many people? But it's been wonderful because they are actually helping me now so I can go out and do things. And last night it was great because a lot of my people who listen to the show, I don't get to meet them all the time. So I got to meet them when I was out and about, and it was fun.
You look very well rested.
I do?
You look perky. Yeah.
I am perky. I've been trying to sleep, although I'm still a little sick. I've been sick for months, but not really. But yes, I'm perky. I'm sleeping. I'm trying to take care of myself. I'm drinking hot chocolate. Now I figured out how to work the hot chocolate machine in the back. I just wanted you to know that if you're worried about that. So the awesome thing also about the interns is that – so we do this thing, and so everyone knows. We haven't done this in a few years because in San Francisco I always had interns. But here we do this thing called Intern Sex Toy Review Day. So they're all young, and they haven't really experienced much with, you know, sex. It's so funny because in my office, you walk by the door and it says Sex with Emily, because I'm in this new office in Hollywood that, like, there's a bunch of other offices around there. And so I gave them all, you know, candle on the first day, and Emily and Tony massage candle. And so this one of our interns has a boyfriend, and she came in the other day and she's like, oh my God, it was amazing. I used it with him. And she's like, it was like that we've been together for months and I haven't brought anything like kinky, or even though it's not even kinky, but she's like, I want to give you a massage. He's like, let me do it to you. And she said it was such a big, like, it opened up their relationship in a way because it was like something new, like a massage. And, you know, it's kind of, you pour the wax on your partner. And she said it was really, really sexy. And she feels like she's already learned a lot being an intern after just like the first week because I gave her a massage candle. So I actually feel good about that. And I gave her a vibrator. So being my intern, if you want, be my intern, email me. But they get good stuff.
What do these interns of yours tell their parents back in Iowa?
I don't know exactly. I don't know what they tell them. But, you know, I'm legit. I'm a doctor. She works for Doctor of Sex. It's not like it's so bad. But I love watching them all open up. Like even Lauren, who's my assistant now, when she was my intern, like, you know, she was like 19. I was giving her sex toys. I mean, it's, you know, they were all learning about their sexuality. Some of them never had orgasms before. So it's a fun journey. But she loved the massage candle. And if you guys have heard me talk about this and you love me and you like the show, which is free for all of you, and I have to make a living, these candles are aromatherapy. They smell amazing, and you pour it on your partner. It's not oily or sticky or waxy. It's like, you know, warm oil.
She brings them in for us every now and again.
EmilyandTony.com, and you use coupon code Emily. What? For 20 off. Do you want more?
For I have 20 more off. And you brought some in the other day, and I was trying to steal one from
Lindsay. Oh, I have one in my car for you.
And you wouldn't believe, I mean, how upset she got
did
when
I
she saw that I was trying to steal
one. Did I give
one
to Lindsay?
I'm just saying that these things are coveted.
I know. You guys love them. I have more in the car for you guys because we ran out. I mean, it's been amazing. So if you love me and you want to do a good gift, do that. Okay. So I've got a little bit of sex in the news going on here. Just want to tell you some things that's happening. Oh, one more thing I have to mention. I know, you guys. But listen, if you're in Los Angeles, I'm hosting an event. I'm facilitating an event. On Wednesday, April 30th, which I guess is next week, from 6:30 to 9, it's actually in my office space in Hollywood. And it's really cool. It's called Hacking the Screen, How a Math Genius Hacked OkCupid and Found Love. Did you hear the story about this guy? It's the craziest friggin' story. Chris McKinley, he's a 35-year-old mathematician. He was one of about 40 million Americans looking for romance online. He went to every website, couldn't find love, and he hacked into OkCupid, and he found his perfect match. Like, he found this woman, he hacked into it to find her, and now they're married. And he released it to the press, and he talked to OkCupid and said, I hope you don't sue me for doing this. And now he's like, there's been all these press written about him. But like,
he should be hired by them, right?
Exactly. Like, he hacked it. So it's funny. So if you guys, it'll be on my Facebook page, Sex with Emily, or my website, and you can find more details about that if you want to come see me and say hi. It'd be a fun event.
Wait, Who uses hacking technology to find a mate? You know
That's
what I mean?
That's what's so amazing.
He should be draining bank accounts and then having whoever he wants.
I know. Exactly. Well, right. Exactly. But clearly he probably does that too, but he really wanted to find love. He went from 90% incompatibility rate to women to over 20 messages a day. How he used bots to trick the system, plus get real-world dating tips from leading sex experts and stuff like that. And you can hear a story how he hacked it and found true love. The woman that he found that he targeted, he actually is married to. So that's kind of amazing.
It's very cute.
Very cute. Very good story. But yeah, you'd think he would do it for like laundering money or something. But okay, here's a little bit of sex in the news. A Tennessee woman named Dallas Archer, 19, was getting booked for driving with a suspended license. Right after the police pulled her over, they found a gun in her vagina. Yes,
yeah,
it was in her vagina.
I heard about this.
Did you?
Yeah.
The gun was found when an officer noted an unknown object in Archer's groin. Two female officers took her to the bathroom and found a 4-inch North American Arms 22 LR revolver in the young woman's vagina. Turns out the gun was stolen from a man named John Souther.
He's old, too. He's like 70.
Exactly. And it was loaded. What are people insane?
If she contracted and had an orgasm, she might have been able to pull the hammer back.
But why would you drive around with a loaded? Because she was afraid they were pulling her over and she just stuck it in her vagina and ouch, and it could go off. Or people, she dropped. I mean, people are crazy. But I thought that was important. Sex in the news.
I don't mind crazy dudes. I don't like to hear when you ladies are crazy. It makes me feel creepy. I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Really? You'd rather hear about a crazy dude?
I'd much rather a dude have a 4-inch gun up his ass than a nice little lady having a gun up her vagina. Yeah, for sure.
It's just a little bit disturbing. So let's hope that you all don't do that.
The best part, though, is the old dude, the guy that owns the gun, he's taking it back. He's like, yeah, I'll just put a little bleach on it. It'll be fine.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know the rest of it. And she got arrested, obviously, though. Okay, so here's another thing I want to talk about. So because this actually, I got interviewed by the New York Post about this the other day, and I want to know what you think of this. Because I needed to know if you do this too or if this is more of a dude thing. So did you hear about Lindsay Lohan? She leaked her very real sex list, who she slept with. Did you hear this? It was in the news.
No.
So she confirmed it. She has the show on Oprah's network, on the OWN network, that she has a sex list of all the guys she slept with. And it was leaked to the press.
Like, I thought it was a lot of ladies.
Well, but
doesn't she sleep with a lady?
Yeah, but this was all like, you know, Orlando Bloom, Zac Efron, James Franco, like all these guys she slept with. And she says it's because it was her inventory because she's an AA or whatever. It was the fifth step. She had to write it down. And someone stole the list and like leaked it to the press. She slept with like 15 dudes in Hollywood, right? And she's really bummed about it, that the thing got, you know, that her sex list got released because she wasn't her fault. Who knows what the hell happened? Because there's also a story that she was just bragging to her friends about it. So the question I got asked by the New York Post was, do people really keep a list of everyone they've slept with? And do you keep count? Like, did you ever in your life make a list of people you slept with?
Like, write pen to paper?
Yeah.
I do that with movies.
Oh, okay.
I don't do it with people I slept with.
Right. Even when you're younger?
When I was younger, I had it in my head. And then, you know, you get to the point where you kind of lose count. Yeah,
exactly. See, that's what I said. I said, I think it's a young thing, but I had this tragic breakup when I was like, this wasn't why we broke up, other things. When I was like 25, this guy I was dating, I was at his house and he was gone to work. I was about to go to work and I opened up the drawer. I am not a snooper. I opened up the drawer to get a piece of paper and I pulled out his notebook. So I open up a notebook and inside of it was a list of all the women he slept with. And I was not the last name on the list. We'd been dating a year. So after that name was his boss, his massage therapist, and someone else. So I'm like, oh my God. It was sequential too, because like his ex-girlfriend was the name before me. And I'm like, oh my God, it was idiot, like douchebag. Like, I can't believe that he keeps his list. And like, then I found out he was cheating on me and all this stuff. Isn't that crazy?
Tell me what happened when you confronted him.
So I confronted him and I freaked out. I was so upset. I was like, I can't believe you slept with your boss. Like, when? He's like, when we were on that China trip, because they did this trip to China. And I just like freaked out, like broke up with him. And then we got back together.
Oh, wait, so he didn't deny? I was hoping that he'd try and come up with some kind of crazy
story. Like, oh no, that was before or something. No, he didn't.
Like, I'm dyslexic and I wrote it out of order.
But yeah, he didn't deny it. But he was kind of a sex addict. But we had really great sex. Not a sex addict, but like he was kind of very sexual. And at the time, I had just gotten back from traveling for a year. I went like backpacking through Southeast Asia. And I actually hooked up with other people when I was traveling. And I told them when we're gone, we should see other people. But this was when I was back, this all happened. But so then she asked me, is this a common thing? And I just don't know. I'm wondering if people actually really keep a list. Like, I know when I was younger, I was counting and I was like, I really want to keep my number low. And maybe when people get married at a young age, they can remember. But I was just wondering if you keep it. Because they asked me that. I'm like, I don't know. I think young people.
I think there's a certain type of person that absolutely does. And I think there's a lot of them, probably.
I'm too busy. I don't remember everyone. No, I'm kidding. I haven't slept with that many. It's like three.
No.
Okay, so AdamandEve.com quizzes Americans on oral sex importance. Because, you know, oral sex is one of my favorite topics. Just over 73% of the men polled and 60% of the women polled said they believe giving and or receiving oral sex is an important part of sex. 26% of the men and 40% of the women polled said oral sex is not important to them. Which is interesting because 40% say it's not important, 26%. So men love blowjobs. We know that, right?
Except for that 26% who can't achieve orgasm with it.
A lot of guys can't.
Yeah. I think those are probably the guys that don't think it's important.
No, but I think it's like our guest last week who said that he was just getting blowjobs from people who couldn't do it. He was like sleeping with 22-year-olds. And he was like, I've had bad blowjobs. That's why I don't like them. I'm like, you need to get a killer blowjob from someone who knows what you're doing And then you'd probably have an orgasm.
You're not going to like this probably, but I've kind of realized that in my exploits when I was younger, that the better looking the broad, the worse the blowjob.
This is what everyone says because they're so good looking. They just rest on their laurels and they just sit there and look pretty. Is that really true?
And I think smart ones do it bad too because they don't want to have to do it.
No.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend admit that to me. She said she gives bad massages and bad blowjobs because she's lazy.
And then were you like, I'm a bad boyfriend, you're dumped? Did you dump her?
Oh, yeah, she's long gone.
Dude, I mean, really, like, I don't understand why women don't like blowjobs. I don't understand why men don't like oral sex. It's such a giving, like, you have to, it's all about enthusiasm and being into it. And I believe that, like, men who say they don't like it haven't gotten one that blew their mind. And women who don't like oral sex, I believe, for some women, there's pain. They don't like, it really feels uncomfortable to them. They'd rather have sex. But for a lot of women, I think they have some, like, body image issues. Maybe they feel like they don't, you know, men don't really want to be down there. Because there's a lot of guys who want to perform oral sex on women. And they're like, no. And again, it's like the same thing I've been saying. I'm sort of on this whole kick lately that there's a lot of sexual acts, I believe, that people say they don't like. For example, anal sex. Oh, I had a bad experience once. Or people have bad experience with oral sex. A lot of men don't like performing on women because they had someone with poor hygiene. And so I think if you've had one bad experience, like, you know, some women had bad experience with anal sex, and some guy just shoved it in without lube, that if it's something that you're curious about, I don't think you should write it off your list for the rest of your life. I believe that you can actually try it again, but, you know, do it right this time. Like, have anal sex, but do it with lube. Do it slowly. Do it with someone you trust. Or if, you know, you went down on someone and she wasn't whatever into it or the hygiene thing, make sure to, you know, take a shower beforehand. I mean, I think that people can learn to like it. And women who don't like blowjobs, I just don't understand. I believe that, you know, you don't have to swallow, but be enthusiastic. You got to be into it. But if a woman's not enthusiastic, don't you think enthusiasm is like the most important thing about a blowjob?
Not over enthusiastic, though. That's way worse.
Because then she looks like a porn star?
When there's like a lot of head moving. I think that your guest last week was talking about how that was a problem as well. Like, where...
When you're messing, when you're moving around too much.
Like, you know, if I watch these acts like on the internet or something, like if she's like really overdoing it and like a bad actress, and I've had it actually happen too, where they're like trying to get into it, but you can tell that it's like motivated by...
By porn?
Yeah, but it's not real. It's not organic.
Right.
It's like, I'm getting so into this, and they're making noise and stuff. It's like, all right.
I'm teaching a blowjob class.
You should, like Andy Dick did.
Exactly. I'm going to do it at the Hustler store in LA, the one on Sunset, which is a beautiful... I just talked to them about it today because... Here's the thing. I feel like lately people, women, there's a lot of women I know who in their 20s, whatever, they're learning from porn and they're not doing it right. And there's just some very simple tips because I believe that I do give a killer blowjob. I know a lot about oral sex. I know what men like. I know how to do it. And I feel like I should share this with the world. And it's hard for me to explain on the show. So I have to show. I don't think I'm going to have a penis there, actually. But
carrot.
You know what I mean?
What are you going to use?
Carrot. Haven't thought about it yet. Maybe a big one of those dildos that I'm giving Mike today. I don't know. But yeah, oral sex. How do we get in that? Oh, because the Adam and Eve poll. So I think that's interesting. So oral sex can be a fun, wonderfully satisfying part of sex. And they just say they encourage people to, you know, have sex. But also, if you like AdamandEve.com, they're awesome. You can go there and they have this amazing deal. Use coupon code Emily. We've had a deal with them for a long time, but people love it because like it's like 50% off and you get free gifts and all this stuff. So if you want a sex toy, you can go to there and use coupon code Emily and you get some great free shipping and all this stuff. Okay, let's get into the emails.
Let's do it.
How about that? Okay.
Wait, the Adam and Eve stuff, when it gets shipped to your house, it's discreet, right?
Totally discreet. Yeah. It's totally
discreet.
You got to
say that part.
Okay, sorry. It's discreet. It doesn't say like Adam and Eve, your big giant dildos inside. And it
has like an x-ray of on the outside, like a blueprint.
Right, but they also throw in, like, I'm telling you, it's so funny because people, you know, I've got thousands of podcasts on iTunes that people should subscribe to. Well, there's only hundreds up now, but I have 2,000 of them in my archive. But people go back always. They're always discovering my old shows, and they keep using this coupon code because it's a really good deal. And you get free shipping. You get, like, three free gifts. You get, like, all this stuff, and it's very discreet. So check them out. And, yeah, discreet because no one wants to know, like, hey, your, you know, vibrator arrived. You got to be discreet with this stuff.
Emails.
New hair on penis. That's the title of this one. Emily, my wife and I are very sexual, love pleasing each other, whether it be teasing, foreplay, massage, or sex. I'm a believer in making sure that I'm groomed downstairs so that getting head is enjoyable for myself and so that my wife doesn't have to pull hair out of her mouth. Recently, I started to grow hair on the shaft of my penis. I'm nervous to take a razor to it because I don't want to grow more. My wife says it's fine, but now I'm a little self-conscious. I can't use some of my sex toys now because some of the hair gets caught, making it less than pleasurable. Love listening to A Woman's Side of the Pillow. Thank you for all the advice you give. Keep up the great work, JR. So my question for you, Anderson, since you're the only one here on the show with a penis, did you ever get hair on your shaft? Is that...
Not yet.
Okay. That might happen.
Let's hope... I'm okay there. That's horrifying. I feel bad for the guy.
Well, you know, you get older, you get hairs where you don't want them, you lose the hairs where you do want them.
He doesn't say how high up, though.
Like, I know.
Like on the head?
I say shave it. And here's the thing, JR, you say you don't want more to grow. That's actually a myth. People think that the more they shave, that it's going to grow back thicker. But that's a myth. That's not true. That's why, like, a lot of women are like, oh, the more you shave your legs, like, we were brought up learning that. And that's not true. So you could shave it. Just be careful. That's not a problem. You could also pluck it if it's just a few hairs. Pluck it and then use some, like, you know, some after. Actually, Anthony.com, my partner in Emily and Tony, has great products for after, you know, razor burn or whatever.
Careful, like, though. That could
ingrown
hurt.
Hairs.
That could hurt a lot.
What if you tweezed your penis?
Yeah, when you put aftershave on after you shave, it's like really super sensitive.
I know, that
it's
could,
like alcohol.
You're right. Well, just be careful with it. But I would
and
say
I wouldn't use Nair. I won't use
no
any chemicals.
No, don't use any chemicals.
I think plucking.
Yeah,
I think you're onto something.
I think you should pluck or you could try to shave, but be careful. But I understand because he's probably using a penis ring or something that cuts. He says it says it like gets caught. And
yeah,
that
I know.
The rubbery.
Fleshlight?
He could be using a fleshlight for. That's exactly right. See, that would hurt if it's pulling the hairs up and down. Look at me. I'm doing the fleshlight thing. People are freaking out over the fleshlight, by the way, the stamina unit, because it actually helps you last. Because all my listeners have been like emailing me about it, that they're buying so many of them, because the stamina unit helps you last longer in bed. So you're masturbating anyway, and you last longer in bed because you're training with it, and it feels like you're actually having sex. So that's it. Sexwithemily.com. Go to the fleshlight banner. Click on it. You get discounts. You get the thing. But yeah, I would just say don't trip on it. I would say you could even – this I don't know, but you could maybe get it lasered. The penis I know is sensitive, but like I got lasered down there. Not like
– Like so you're done forever?
Forever.
Really?
Not the whole thing because I didn't want to get it all gone because what if the bush comes back? So I thought I don't want to get my entire thing lasered, but I got like important parts lasered that might – you might think are super sensitive, but it actually doesn't hurt. And it's worth it for a lifetime. But for now, just start plucking, shaving, play around with it, and that's what you should do. Because manscaping is important. Do you manscape?
A little bit. I don't have to. I don't have a whole lot of hair going on.
No, you don't? Okay, good. Thanks for all that information. Sure. Mismatched Libidos. Emily, first of all, I love your podcast and all the great advice you give. You sound like such a fun person, and I hope to meet you one day.
She is.
I'm super fun. My question is, how do people in relationships with opposite sex drives make it work? My wife and I have been married for 7 years and together for 9. We have 2 great kids and have a great relationship other than sexually. I have a very high sex drive and my wife could go without it for months at a time. I've been open with her, trying to find out what works for her and if there's more that I need to do to turn her on. She insists that I turn her on and that I hit all the right spots when we do have sex and that the foreplay is great for her. It's just that the sex is so rare and it's really hard to deal with. I don't want to get upset with her, but it feels like I'm begging for it. And when she says yes, it's almost like she's agreeing just to shut me up. Please help. Signed, Kevin. P.S. I would love to try the fleshlight and let you know how it works for me. Any chance you still have some to give away or any recommendation of a clitoral vibrator to surprise my wife with? Okay, first of all, he's talking about mismatched libidos. This is one of the most common questions I get asked is, you know, what do? You marry someone or, you know, you're with someone for a while. And of course, the first year and a half, you both want sex all the time. You're ripping each other's clothes off. Then you get married, you have kids or whatever happens. You're together a long time and eventually someone wants more sex than someone else. And the problem is it's hard to work this out beforehand because you don't really know that it's going to happen. So I would say to you that I love the idea of trying to surprise her with things and spicing it up. Just like my intern said, like bringing a candle, like it was the simplest thing, like these massage candles that make you, you know, it's just like giving each other. First of all, massage is a great gateway to intimacy. Who doesn't want a massage? So maybe your wife, maybe she's busy, she's working, she gets home, she's stressed, and the sex is the last thing on her mind. Unlike men who you guys can be ready for sex in like 0 to 60. So maybe you could say, honey, I'd love to give you a massage tonight. Instead of like begging her for sex or making her feel guilty about it, if you relax her, one of the biggest killers of women's sex drive is that they're stressed out or that they have other things on their mind. And so if you get her a place where you're like, honey, I just want to give you a massage. I got you this great, for example, massage candle. Not to push my, there's a, you know, massage candle, but they do feel friggin' amazing because it's warm coconut oil on your body and it's not messy or sticky, and you could give her a massage and it smells amazing, it's aromatherapy, or you could just give her a massage with massage oil. I don't care how you do it. But that's how you could relax her and just say, I just want to give you this, and then see, you know, see how it goes from there. Like, don't, the more, I feel like the more that guys directly like, you don't do this enough, or a woman thinks that every time you look at her, you walk in with a boner, you're expecting sex, she's going to want it less. But if you can ease her into it by making her feel comfortable and relaxed, she might want it more. Now, also, this is something that you guys could even, you know, talk about. There has to be some compromise in the relationship, because you're, it sounds like you're already getting really frustrated, Kevin. So, you know, find out, you know, what else she could do. Like, if there's like a compromise of how many days a week, you know, do you want it 5 and she wants it 1? You know, maybe you have to make the date night for sex. I mean, I know people are always like, I don't want a calendar sex, it's so boring. But the truth is, if you know that you're having sex on Tuesdays and Saturdays, then she's not feeling anxious that every time you come home, you're going to try to whip your penis out and stick it inside her. And she knows that it's like a date. So that's not a bad idea either. And I love the idea of getting her a clitoral vibrator, because clitoral vibrators during intercourse are amazing, because as you all know, only 30% of women actually have orgasm during intercourse, because the penis into the vagina, PV sex, does not give you enough clitoral stimulation. Some of my favorites are the, we know, the Jeju Mimi. Also, the Lilo makes one called Siri. You can just, because the thing is, she can just hold it in her hand and use it on her as a little vibrator. And he could use it too.
The Lilo?
The Lilo.
Does it come with a Stitch?
L-E-L-O. No.
Lilo doesn't. And Stitch?
No. Oh, I get it.
It's terrible.
No, but there's some great ones. So again, since we're talking about Adam and Eve, go to adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily. They get great discounts. You get 50% off the first item. And then also, he wants a fleshlight. Should we send him a fleshlight?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know how open they are with their sex life or lack thereof.
It doesn't sound
maybe,
like it.
Maybe he has a fleshlight just hanging around and he makes her jealous with the fleshlight.
Or maybe she gives him a hand. Here's another thing about the fleshlight that I love. I'm sort of obsessed with it lately, because I just feel like it. Men, there's so many toys for women, but there's not a lot of toys for men.
Right, there's one for
men. One. So if it, and it's like, why not mix it up? You guys have been using your hands since the beginning of time, and it feels like you're actually having sex. So what she could do is, if she doesn't want to have sex, she could actually masturbate him using the fleshlight. Put some lube in it. Feels a little different. That could be kind of fun if she doesn't want to have sex and he still gets off.
Right.
I don't know. It's a win-win.
Or he can just make her feel superfluous and like, hey, I'm using the fleshlight. I don't
exactly.
need you anymore. And
then I don't need you.
A lot of ladies I know, like, as soon as they feel like they're not needed, that's when they come around.
Exactly. And you can also use the special strap for his leg that they just came out with. The what is
he
it
He doesn't
called?
Need to be watching porn. He's got a lady right there.
Oh, that's right. He's got the lady there. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, let's give him one. Lauren, let's write this down. Let's give him a fleshlight.
You going to give him the beer can one that's a butthole?
No. I wonder. I'm just going to give him the basic fleshlight and see how that goes. I want to help him. JR, we're going to give you a fleshlight. Happy day.
Have you seen the beer can one and it's a butthole?
No. Yes, I think I have that one. It's really a beer can?
I love the fact that your life is that crazy, that you might have a beer can butthole fleshlight in your property, but you don't know.
No, my entire garage is filled. I should have a tour of the Loveline staff coming to my garage and looking at all my toys.
You should shoot a video for sure.
I know. We've talked about this. I should just shoot a video of my entire sex toy collection, because it's pretty hilarious. And I have it all organized by, like, clitoral toys, condoms, you know, vibrators, candles, sex games, like dice, like the sex dice. I mean, it's crazy. And I just moved to a new office, so now all the toys are being shipped to my office, and I'm, like, freaking out because I have to go to IKEA and get all the storage, because I have to, like, build – it's a smaller office. I got to build up because, like, all the toys are coming in now.
You got to, like, build shelves?
And I got to get shelves. Levels. I got to, like, break down walls. I mean, because the toys come every single day. We got a shipment of fleshlights, which take up a lot of space. We got a what else did we get? We got a bunch of stuff from we got these new, like, Hitachi magic wands, of course. We got stuff from Crazy Girl. I mean, it's just insane, my office. And so it's so funny because my building is like – so it's this office space where people are like movie producers and like digital artists and like web whatever. And everyone does – and then everyone has a name under it, says Sex Zombie. So people just stop in and they're like, what are you doing here? And then they walk in, like, candles are burning. There's a thing of condoms sitting out there. There's fleshlights everywhere. It's pretty freaking funny.
I would think that a lot of people think that it's actually sex with Emily.
I know. What do you mean?
Like you're like a massage parlor.
Right, exactly. They're like, can I come in here for like
a handy?
Has anyone
poked their head and said, did they legalize this?
Exactly.
You should have like a little red light in the front.
I could have put my company name, my LLC, Chick Flick Productions, on the door and I probably would have fit in. I probably should have. But like I'm more sex with Emily than I am my LLC. And what am I going to say? What am I going to do? Okay. And another thing I want to say is that, this is what happened to me this week. So after my dirty storytelling show last night, I came home and I know I didn't explain it very well to you all because you can't tell someone's 10-minute story, but it was a pretty, really, really fun night. So I got home and I'm walking up to my house and there's this guy that I've been seeing. Oh my God. And I was talking to him on the phone and I walked up to my house and there was the most beautiful bouquet of flowers sitting right outside my house. And I was like, oh, you got me flowers. That's so sweet. And he said, no, I didn't. Because I assumed he got me flowers. Who else would get me flowers? They were beautiful. They were lilies, whatever. And it was from this other guy. And it was like this other guy that I kind of know. And he was like, oh, you know, just because a beautiful woman deserves beautiful flowers. And they are the most beautiful. They're lilies and orchids. And they're my favorite thing. Like, those are my favorites. And they're gorgeous. But then I felt so bad. So I said it was anonymous and I didn't know who it was from, which I really kind of don't.
You know, anyway, this goes out and people can hear this, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he listens. But listen, so anyway, this guy was super sweet too. But I'm not dating any one person. I just assume that this guy that I'm talking, I'm dating I don't date one person. But this other guy that I barely know left me flowers. So the point is it made me so friggin' happy because flowers are the kind of thing that I don't typically buy for myself. But I always, like, I want a house. Like, when I make a lot of money, I want to be one of those people who gets fresh flowers delivered every week. Okay, so speaking of flowers, okay, let's face it, folks, that sending online flowers sucks. We've all been burned. Somehow you're like, I'm going to spend $19.99, and then it becomes $74.50, and what shows up isn't what you ordered, and then whoever you bought flowers for thinks you're cheap. So they're mostly dead, and then you get spam nonstop. So the geniuses at thebooks.com launched a whole new way to send flowers. That's thebooks.com. Books, because they took bouquets and simplified them. Thebooks.com sends flowers straight from sustainable farms located on an active volcano in South America. Wow. Seriously, that's true. In a volcano. So that's weird. And I love it because they're volcano flowers. They have to be amazing. And they charge a flat rate of just $40 with free delivery. $40. You can send $40. And Mother's Day is coming.
I really don't see how it's possible. They could send people out there on an active volcano to pick the flowers, yes, and it could be so cheap.
And they don't even charge you for the volcano part. They just throw that in. It's like, hey, Mom, I got you flowers from Mother's Day, and they're from a volcano. It's like a bonus. So your loved ones get beautiful flowers, and you save cash. So for a limited time, thebooks.com is offering 20% off with promo code Emily. So go to thebooks, that's thebooks.com. Click on the shop button on the top of the page and send that special summon to Book. Don't forget, order today, promo code Emily, 20% off with flowers from a freaking volcano. But it made me think about this because I was like, wow, I don't even know if I like this guy, but it was like the flowers were freaking gorgeous. And it's the reason why flowers are such a great gift, especially for women. Like, I don't know anyone who doesn't like flowers. And it is the kind of thing where I'm like, do I really want to spend $20 on my own flowers? So anyway, it's awesome. I just want to tell you about that little thing last night. I've had a good week with men. They get me nice things.
Emily, and I don't only date one person ever.
Well,
okay?
Right,
I'm very against monogamy.
I'm super busy. Okay, virgin sex. Hi, Emily. I love your podcast. I'm a male, age 24. Your podcast has shifted my sexual pleasure from porn to sexual fantasy. My question deals with my virginity. My religion has taught me since I was young that sex/masturbation outside the bonds of marriage is a sin. I'm still a virgin at the age of 24. I love to masturbate, and I'm trying to figure out what I like. I'm ready to finally have sex, but there are so many expectations that shamefully look me in the eye. What should I do? Signed, anonymous. So this is an interesting dilemma. This comes up. A lot of people are raised, you know, they have conditioning from childhood that is still influencing them. Their religion says that sex is bad. If you masturbate, you're going to go blind. And sometimes this strong messaging from religion are so deeply integrated into your belief system that it can be really hard to get over that feeling of shame on your own. So if you're having conflicts with it, I love Mr. Anonymous that you actually are ready now. But if you feel that it's holding you back, I have to suggest some therapy just to talk it through if you think it's prohibiting you from really going forward. Because I know a lot of guys who actually have sex, but then they end up developing you know, guilt and shame after it. I know guys who were raised, you know, really religious, and every time they have sex, they're afraid she's going to get pregnant or something bad's going to happen to them. Even though it's not completely conscious, it still messes with them. So I think a little therapy, if you think it's holding you back, you should try that out, because then you could get rid of it and not carry it around for your lifetime, because you're only, what, 24 years old. I think therapy is good for everyone. But I like that you're masturbating also and figuring out what you like, because it's so important to know your own body before you actually start having sex. And the most important thing that we can all do as sexual beings is to make sure we have the best sex always. Just be relaxed and calm and use protection and use lots of foreplay when you're with your first partner, and just don't rush it. I feel like a lot of virgins are like, oh my God, they're so nervous, I have to be perfect. No one's expecting you to be perfect. Just pay attention, be calm, breathe, don't rush into it, and make sure that you are taking care of her first. Lots of making out, lots of foreplay, and it'll be natural. And then eventually it's like riding a bike.
And just know the first time's not going to be good.
Yeah, it won't be good. Was your first time bad?
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
Like the worst ever? Oh, I think
it was pretty bad.
Was it like, it was like traumatic?
Well,
right?
I almost have like, it was, the first one was so bad that I don't even know if it was the first one. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Like it didn't even really count?
I'm not sure it actually ever happened. I was on a tennis court. It was dark.
You blocked it?
We were both very drunk and like 13. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Did you initiate it?
I don't think I ever made it in. And then the next one was like, you know,
you didn't make it
lot.
In because you ejaculated too quickly?
No, I couldn't even like, there's going to be performance anxiety.
Yeah, there
for
might
sure.
be. And you might come really quickly, dude, Mr. Anonymous. So
just don't have high hopes for it. And
yeah.
I know that it's going to suck. And once you get one under your belt, it's all, you know, fine from there.
Exactly. And you learn and you learn and you learn, and you keep listening to shows like mine and reading and just keep educating yourself and paying attention to what she wants, because we know the in and out, you're going to orgasm. But for women, you know, play with the breasts, just slow it down. I think that men at a young age who've never had sex, they get so excited, they rush it really quickly.
Plus, I think, and I know that I was guilty of this when I was younger, once I was done, I just thought that it was done.
Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't think, it wasn't that
you
I was being
know.
Selfish.
You
I just didn't
even
know.
Yeah. Right, right. So that's
like, what,
why
am I going to continue to do stuff to her after I'm done?
Exactly.
And yeah, you absolutely have to.
I feel like people in their 20s even don't know this. Like, I feel like my sex with guys in the 20s, they were just like, I came and I don't even know that
Close
it was even an option for her to come. I'm assuming she had a good time because I had a good time. They don't even know that women can have orgasm. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They just assume, like, I felt good, you felt good, let's get some dinner. And they don't even know about that women need foreplay, they need to warm up, that most women don't actually have, not that we don't enjoy sex, intercourse, without having orgasm. Because a lot of women do. Like, I know women who are like, I'm so pissed I have an orgasm. I don't care if I don't from time to time. It's like, oh, sex still feels great. However, it's important to be cognizant that female pleasure, if you're not sure that you're, you know, pleasing her and you already came, you got to make sure either take care of it beforehand if you think you're too tired after you come because you want to fall asleep. That happens
to
a lot of men.
Or you're just not interested at all anymore.
Yeah, then just make sure. And honestly, if you're like not sure, ask her. Mutual masturbation, show her what she, you know, ask her to show you what she likes. There's all these things that you can do. Like, especially when you're a virgin, ask her if she's ever had an orgasm. Like, show that you know what you're talking about and say, show me what you do when you touch yourself. That's how you learn the roadmap, the blueprint for what, because every person touched themselves differently. Every woman has different types of ways of touching themselves. Okay. And I love hearing from everybody. So email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. I just thought, I've been getting so many emails. So I thought tonight is the night that we are going to take care of them. We got one more. This one is about electric sex. Dear Emily, I just recently discovered your podcast. I love your show. It's very informative, but still has lots of funny bits. I would like to know more about electricity with sex. I've seen some videos on it, but would like to learn more. How safe is it? What kind of pleasure is associated with it? Keep up the good work, Dennis. So have you heard of this, electricity and sex?
No.
It's like electrostimulation. It's called
the
erotic electrostimulation. Yeah, exactly.
What's it called?
Erotic electrostimulation. It's popular in like the BDSM communities, bondage, discipline, sadomasochism. It's recognized in the 50s when people started using a device called the relaxicizer, a device meant to stimulate the muscles on their genitals rather than the designated muscles. So when you're using, they have a lot. I actually have one of these toys. And I actually tried it because I had it for like 2 years and I was like, damn, it was one of those days where I was like cleaning out my garage. I'm like, I might as well try electric shock sex.
Plug it in or do you
you charge it and then you get these little shocks in your vagina or on your penis. And I didn't really think that it didn't feel, maybe it was just the brand, I don't know. I didn't feel much, but some people get really into it because it's kind of, you know, it's kind of I mean, but it's not dangerous if you're using a sex toy for it. But, well, I'll tell you more about it. You have to use a lot of lubrication. You have to. When using erotic electrostimulation, because it helps protect the skin from high-frequency epidermal burning. Water-based lubricant is recommended over silicone because a water-based lubricant will reduce conductivity. I mean, I guess it can be a little dangerous, right? But this toy I had was, like, totally – it looked like a vibrator. You plug it in. You get these little shocks.
You didn't have, like, the big mother
– I didn't know. I was like shy. I barely felt it. It was like static cling, or that's, you know, what is it called? The static shock.
The static shock.
Yeah. So any kind of erotic electrostimulation that creates a current through the chest cavity is discouraged.
Wait, isn't sex good enough? What are we doing?
Dude, you know,
isn't sex pretty great? Do we have to, like, be shooting lightning bolts at ourselves while we're doing it?
You know, everyone wants, some people just want to up the ante. People do crazy stuff and they're just like, where do I go next? Where do I go next?
It would be such an embarrassing way to go.
What, to die from
somebody
a vibrator?
Somebody comes in, yeah, you get the car battery up on the shelf, and you're all burnt to a crisp with these electrodes set up.
You look at the directions. Don't try this at home.
Abu Ghraib on yourself or something?
I know. You're right. It's not for everybody, but there are some people who want to try different things. So AdamandEve.com offers an electroerotic neon wand, generates the same surge of static electricity felt from the shock of a doorknob. Comes with four interchangeable glass tips. So again, use coupon code Emily if you want to get that at AdamandEve.com or whatever else you want to get there. You get 50% off the items. But here's the thing. The one I had, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It felt like the shock on a doorknob. It was like... It wasn't like an, you know what I mean? I'd rather have a vibration. I'd rather vibe than I'd rather have electric shock on my vagina. But there's something for everyone, and I do not judge on this show.
You close your eyes and you fantasize you're banging the Terminator?
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's something, there's so many different toys out there, and like, I think it's just for people who want to just try something different because they've tried everything else on the planet, so might as well do electroshock therapy.
Next to sounding after that.
Next to what?
The sounding will come after.
The sounding, what is that?
Sounding, that's the that thing that really advanced sexual dudes do with the, they put the metal bars inside their urethra.
Oh, right. Oh,
sounding.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Come on, Em.
Right.
No, I'm sure you have a sounding set somewhere in your garage.
I probably do. Would you like one, Anderson?
I'm
because
good. Thanks.
I can go scavenging through my thing and figure it out for you through my garage. Okay, I think that's all we got for you today. Anything else, Anderson, that you'd like to add to the life here at Sex with Emily? Anything you'd like to say?
No, that was fun, though.
Yeah, did you have a good time?
Yeah,
I love doing this with you.
A good time.
It's kind of more chill, and I get to talk to the people. And one more thing I do have to say is that I've got this survey on my website. It will literally take you 3 seconds. I will not spam you. You just put in your email address. Are you male or female? That's it. It takes 2 seconds. And go to sexwithemily.com. Click on it. It'll totally help me because I want to know what you guys want. I want to know what you want with the show, who you are, who's listening, and it'll completely help my life. I can do more shows if you answer the survey, and it will take you 3 seconds. I won't spam you. Please
I did
do that.
One of these with the Film Vault with my co-host, Bald Brian, from the Corolla Show, and we did one for the Film Vault like years ago.
A survey or electrostimulation?
No, we did no electrostimulation,
okay.
Gutter mind.
Yeah.
But we did one for our show, and it was a huge help, and it helped us streamline the show, and we figured out what the listeners wanted, and
right.
We actually used that information to better the show.
Exactly.
So, and if help Em out. She doesn't ask for much.
Yeah, seriously. I really don't ask for much. And also, if you want to tell me more, because it's really just basic, like, where do you live, whatever. But I also love hearing from you, like, feedback at sexwithemily.com. Because it's funny, because one of my new interns is, like, she's actually been a fan of the show for a long time. And I was actually thinking, when I was thinking about the show tonight, I was like, wait a minute, because I've never worked with someone. She's like, I'm like, what do you like? What don't you like? And I'd love to hear from people who've been listening either to one episode or 100 episodes. What do you like about the show? What do you want to hear more of? Do you like the guests? Do you not? Is there any topics that you think I haven't covered? You can tell me what you hate, what you love. I can take it. I'm a mature enough woman. So just let me know. Email me, as always, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thank you, Anderson. Everyone should check out your podcasts, both of them.
Yeah, the Film Vault and the After Disaster. I'm very excited about, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go. I want to come visit you at your new office.
Oh, my God. You have to come. Yeah.
Right, next week, I want to come, and then I'm going to talk about everything that I
saw. You promise you'll come?
On the After Disaster.
Oh,
yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah, I definitely want to come
I
and
love
see
you.
What this little complex is like.
And then we'll have lunch, and you'll leave with a goodie bag of electrostimulation and fleshlight straps.
And then all the other people that work in the office building will be like, he just had sex with Emily.
Exactly. It's awesome. Okay, thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Sex toys aren't just for women. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to discover the best sex toys for men. The Fleshlight. A lot of guys say it feels even better than sex, and it helps build stamina, meaning you'll last longer in bed. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to see my Fleshlight recommendations and get one tonight.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationship advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morse, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes, and it's sexwithemily.com. And this is just the tip.
All right. So, you know, a lot of people think like, all right, you know, you've got these fantasies. Keep them to yourself. Don't be gross. But I think dirty thoughts don't necessarily belong in a vault, right? I mean, there's some benefit to sharing those with your partner.
Absolutely. I think it's a great way for couples to expand their sexual repertoire, especially, you know, if guys are getting kind of bored with what they're doing. They can just say, hey, babe, let's just talk about it. Is there anything you fantasize about when you're alone? Is there anything that you would like to do with me? I think that sharing your fantasies with your partner is a really great way to take the relationship in a new direction. But a lot of times women might feel uncomfortable. They're not going to want to tell you their fantasies flat out. So you might want to say, describe to me a scenario that kind of turned you on. Or what's the most memorable time we've ever had sex?
Oh, nice. So you can basically turn it into a narrative instead of a...
Exactly. Instead of like a hardcore question. Booth. Right. She doesn't have to be like, you know, I'm thinking of you and your brother together or something.
Creepy. All right, well, we'll leave it at that. If you guys want to learn more from The Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at Sex with Emily.